Just finding space. One thing that we've been good here for a while is, the secondary reaction after the play breaks down or Aaron starts to scramble, and just finding that open spot in the end zone, just trying to come open and find some space for the quarterback to fit the ball.
What's the key to the game against the Lions, you think?
The key, obviously, to execute. I think that's the most important thing is, it's going to be a long game. It's going to be one of those games that goes down to the wire just because that's how it is in division, divisional games. They know us really well. We know them really well. So just trying to exploit each other, but at the same time, it's going to be a round-for-round type game.
You've been in Devontae's shoes. You were a rookie coming up. What's it like to see a guy like that step up and make plays like he did last week when his number was called?
That's big. Whenever he gets the opportunities, we always talk about making the most of your opportunities. And he got that opportunity. He has the balls thrown his way, and he made some plays with him.
How quick do things happen in there with that pass rush as far as you guys on the perimeter?
On the perimeter, we're doing whatever routes it's called. So, we don't really think about how fast the front is getting after the quarterback or if they're getting pressure or what. I do think that's one thing that makes Detroit really good is they get pressure on the quarterback with four guys, and so that's a lot of guys in coverage regardless if it's man or zone. So just being able to find those open holes in the zone and being able to beat your man in one-on-one.
There are divisional games. Do you have more fun doing the divisional games,
Rick? I have fun playing the game regardless of when it is. So divisional games I definitely think creates a little more hype around the game, but it's still, we know the importance of the game and how important it is to win that game, to give ourselves an edge in the division.
How about the stretch? You got three divisional games in a row. I mean, write the story of the division real quick.
Yeah, we're going to focus on this game first. We're going to focus on the Lions and handle business this week, and then we'll shift gears to that. But right now, we want to focus on preparing for the Lions and getting ready the best we can.
Having said that, Randall, how tough is it week three, no matter who you'd be playing? You guys know just to get into the playoffs, then it's all determined. Look what happened last year. So how tough is it to get up as a team for these games this time of year?
I think we get up pretty well. We're back to football. We're back to playing games. This is a fun time of the year. Especially when you love the game and able to come out and play every day. But whenever you have a game, week three, a divisional game, a divisional opponent, I think there's a lot of hype behind the game, and it just amps it up a little bit.
Randall, when you do get called back in the backfield, what kind of mismatch do you think that creates for you guys offensively?
I think it creates matchup problems with them defensively, especially if they're going to go man, having a linebacker type guarding me or safety out the backfield or the threat of running the ball. There's so many things that we can do out of that package that creates problems for defenses.
Has they changed much defensively with a new head coach and new things they're trying to do there? But are there similarities or are there some differences?
There's definitely some similarities, but they have changed some things. And I think the way they play, their style of play, I think they're continuing to have those safeties down in the run game and trying to help have that help from the safeties as far as coming up in the run game.